despite the fact that they don't believe in purgatory, even Protestants will have to go there. The following two examples, one from the unpublished manuscript and the other from a comment left on one of my videos several months ago, will show you this amazing truth. If you want to support this channel in any way, please support it through Buy Me a Coffee. Now, we as Catholics know that we depend on faith and tradition, since it's actually tradition that gave birth to the Bible. There's an amazing video by Gabby After Hours where he talks about this, that the Bible is a Catholic book that the Catholic Church wrote. So it's within the Catholic faith that we interpret how we believe it. There are several passages in there that refer to and allude to the teaching and idea of purgatory. I have a video that I made about that about a year ago, 20 different scriptures that point to purgatory. Let's get into these stories that dive into this wonderful mystery, first from unpublished manuscript. Sister Mary of the Cross asks Sister Mary Gabriel, the soul in purgatory, that's appearing to her, the following question: are many Protestants saved? Her response is, by the mercy of God, a certain number of Protestants are saved, but their purgatory is for many long and rigorous. It is true they have not abused graces like many Catholics, but neither have they had the marvelous graces of the sacraments and the other helps of the true religion. Thus, their expiation in purgatory is prolonged. If you ever feel like it's easier for Protestants because they believe less than us Catholics, do not be deceived. All the sacraments that we have, all the beliefs that we have, are aids to helping us be holier here on earth and have a higher place of merit in heaven. They really miss out on these teachings, especially the reality that none of their brethren pray for them. So we as Catholics must have mercy on them, despite the fact that they are sometimes very stubborn in believing about purgatory and attack it violently, as many comments that are left on these videos, which I remove, show. Now listen to the following story. She says, my purgatory story is titled, How My Deceased Protestant Ex-Husband Led Me Back to the Catholic Church. I was born a cradle Catholic, fell away from the church when my mother died when I was young. When I got married, he used to talk very bad about the Catholic faith. I knew what he was saying about the church was not right, but I did not know how to defend the teachings. Among many other issues, we divorced after 5 years of marriage in 1994. We had a beautiful daughter together. In 2010, he passed away from pancreatic cancer. He came to me in a dream the day we buried him. In the dream, we were on a train like we were taking him to a place. It was dark, pitch black, all around except for inside the train cart. He was at the front, sitting down, looking straight ahead. He was solemn and quiet, not saying a word. I was sitting in the back, not saying a word either. Everything was quiet. He gets up and walks to me and says, Mary, I loved you the best way I could. I realize I didn't give you the kind of love you needed, and I'm sorry. But you need to allow yourself to be loved. Now, I didn't know it at the time, but he was on his way to purgatory. I didn't know much about my Catholic faith. For the next 7 years, after much searching for what is truth and what is love, and through dreams of him leading me, I finally understood the Catholic Church was a true church. I finally understood that unconditional love. It was at that time it seemed like God opened up heaven and enveloped me with his warm, peaceful embrace and set my heart inflamed with that burning love in 2017. And I still hunger to know more, to learn more, and to love more. He never came to me in my dreams any longer until almost 2 years later. I was dreaming one night and he interrupted my dream. He flung open a door as if he was coming out with a big, huge smile and said, I finally made it. Through those years, I understood he was going to purgatory in that first dream, and the last dream, he finally made it home. I pray daily for the holy souls in purgatory. So you see, we can pray for the Protestants and should pray for the Protestants, especially those in purgatory, so that they can be instruments of conversion to our brothers and sisters that are separated here on earth. One day, through this channel and many others and our faith and our suffering, we will bring them back into the fold, maybe even precisely through the teaching on purgatory.